You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tiger Beer and WWF presents Who Arted, a weekly guide through the world of art with Amy Ralphie.
And we are back with Who Arted.
Yes, we certainly are. Mm. Today on Who Arted, we have Lali van Voorden from the Lake House Art Centre. She's hosting Doggable Art, a fashion and art event for dogs. Hi.
Hi.
So when dog meets art, when dog meets art meets fashion. Doggable is a fashion event for dogs, which includes a range of activities, including fashion photography by Lyle Adams, dog portraiture by illustrator Rebecca Tuborg, which will be quite cool, actually. Yeah. What is she drawing? Just black and white sketches of dogs?
I'm not too sure. We just phoned her up and said, come and do some dog portraits for us and maybe make a bit of money and let's see how we roll with it.
And it's $20 a pop for a dog?
$20, yeah.
And the sittings are about 10 to 15 mins?
Yeah, pretty much.
What about the Lyle Adams photography?
Lyle Adams, I've kind of been collaborating with him. He's been using my space to do fashion photography and we're giving each other favours and we're just... kind of came up with the idea of doing fashion photography for dogs, and from that evolved a fashion show, and it's just exploded a little bit.
I'm personally excited. There's also puppy training from 10 a.m. and trick training from 11 a.m. But most importantly, there is a wearable art dog fashion show, which I love. How did that concept come about?
I think it evolved out of just the idea of dogs. It was International Dog Day in America and we kind of thought we need to do something fun. I love fashion, I love art, wearable art, dress your dog up.
It's a no-brainer.
Have a bit of fun. Exactly.
Have you ever been to a fashion art dog show before?
No.
What inspires you in the area of dog art fashion? Dog fashion art.
We love dogs and we love their pelts and their fluffy accessories for some people. We've seen celebrities carry them around in their handbags and they're fluffy bits and we need to adore them.
That's true. They're little balls of love. So obviously let's get to the important stuff. Me and my dog that I'm entering. So I'm entering my dog.
In it to win it.
And, that's got no reason as to, you know, why I brought you in here. I'm not trying to grease you up, even though I know that you might be judging. Are you going to be judging?
I'll probably be one of the judges, and we work on a few important guest judges as well.
Oh, yeah. I like your outfit today, by the way.
Thank you.
And anyway, so my dog... my dog's called Edward Gorey, and I was wondering if he's got an art name,
after an art,
is that increases chances of winning?
Maybe.
Okay, good to know.
It depends if you get me another coffee.
Okay, okay. So dogs can either visit during the event and enjoy the many activities, or they can compete in the fashion show. How does a dog owner go about registering their dog for the wearable art fashion show?
Oh, you just hit us up on Facebook, on our Facebook event page, or email me programs@lakehousearts.co.nz or text me your dog's name, 021.
No, don't tell your text number.
I wouldn't have done that.
I think an email, I was going to post the text number actually.
It's just let us know that what your dog's name is and which where he wants to compete or they.
And there will also be a you'll also be able to enter at the event as well.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, we're keeping it pretty open and easy.
And do the owners walk the dogs along the runway?
Yeah.
And is there a prize for the best dog and owner combo?
No, but we can make one.
Yeah, that's probably because I could probably win that as well.
Okay.
And
we'll make a category for you.
Yeah, that would be good.
should we just call it the Amy category?
Well, it could be. Well, I need to think about it.
Okay.
I don't want it to be really.
Well, send
obvious.
Us the rules and
maybe it could be the Who Arted category. Who Arted, and then so. What is the prize for the winning dog?
At the moment, we are still working on a prize pack, but we've got a voucher from Petstock Takapuna, a free fashion shoot with wonderful Lyle Adams, and a bunch of other interesting little bits.
What's Petstock?
Petstock is a store on Barry's Point, and they have all sorts of wonderful...
My goodness, that's where I bought Edward from.
Seriously?
Yes, I actually did. Anyway, okay, when does the actual fashion show start?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. And when does entry to the fashion show finish?
12:30.
Okay. And Doggable Art is an interesting name. I'm assuming it's emergence of wearable art and dog.
That's it.
Were there any other names you really wanted?
Yes.
What?
Can I say it?
Well, yeah, I don't see a problem.
Yeah, I wanted to do dogs and drag because it's amazing.
Why would that be controversial?
Well, it's Takapuna.
Okay, so drag is controversial in Takapuna?
Possibly. I
don't
know.
Around the lake it is,
I don't know. You see, I'm not from New Zealand, so I don't know. Sometimes things go, sometimes
actually,
they
I've
don't.
Heard of other things going on the North Shore around art, where it's like, really, that's problematic?
Yeah.
We had an artist in talking about that once, which I can't remember the exact, but yeah, okay.
Everybody finds offence to some things, so you kind of have to, and we were new management and we're kind of trying different things.
Ah, yes, you used to work at Bilfing Art
I'm
and Antiques.
Still at Blickfang
You're
art
still
and
there.
Antiques.
So you're still organising the art chats?
Yes.
And they're fortnightly or monthly?
Monthly.
Okay, and you usually get 3 or 4 artists in to talk for 10 minutes
yeah,
each?
Yeah, artists, curators, anybody in there.
Yeah. Those are really great. You're also responsible for the intellectual fashion show.
Yes, I am.
So have you got any more exciting events planned for 2017?
Well, yes, Blickfang, we're going to have Teresa H.R. Lane exhibiting her God's Becoming Mean series. That was before then Peninsula of Schools at the Lake House. There's a bunch of stuff. I'm kind of running between two jobs and there's way too much to think of right now.
Yeah, I bet. You must be very busy.
I've just got dogs on my mind.
That's the most important thing. Okay, well, thank you for coming in and telling us about that. Oh, what would you recommend for people to check out some inspirational material?
Just Google dogs and fashion, dog. It's kind of
dog.
Like
dog. Oh, yep. And dogs and drag? Does
dogs
come
and drag, yes. The most amazing pictures come up when you do that.
I found a picture of a dog that had like this outfit on that I've posted this morning with breasts, human breasts on the chest of it. It's like, that's wrong, right? Like, what are you trying to do?
That's so funny though.
Yeah, it was actually meant to be dressed as a prostitute. It's like, okay.
There's some where they put stockings on the dogs with high heels. So it looks like they've got human legs.
Oh my God.
That's scandalous.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, so Doggable Art, Fashion Art, and Art Event for Dogs is on at the Lake House Arts Centre, 37 Fred Thomas Drive, Barry's Point Reserve in Takapuna. It's next Saturday, the 26th of August. Go do a Facebook search for Doggable Art to find the page. To enter your dog in the fashion show, email your name and your dog's name to programs@lakehousearts.org.nz. or register the event on the day. The prize pack includes a pet stock voucher and goodies, as well as a free 20-minute fashion shoot with Lyle Adams. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini, brought to you by Tiger Beer and WWF.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.